June 19th. When I left off, Miss Bribery had just informed me that I had to wait a ridiculous 3 months for a table at her cafe. Obviously, this was very upsetting news to me. 3 months? I shouted. What kind of a shoddy cafe is this? No way! I'm staying right here to keep an eye on you, I yelled. Don't make me wake up Mom and Dad.
Calm down, please. No need to get them involved, darling. Let me see what I can do,
Miss Bribery said nervously. She flipped through her notepad again and looked at the guests seated at her tables.
Ah, you are in luck, mister. A reservation has just been canceled. Please follow me to your table.
I glared at her. I didn't trust that lady at all. Miss Bribery snatched her doll out of a seat and carelessly tossed it over her shoulder.
My pretty Polly doll was just leaving. Now sit.
A table suddenly becomes available.
Yeah, right.
How was I supposed to sit in such a teeny tiny chair? Thanks, but I'd rather sit on the floor, I said.
Suit yourself, darling, she answered,
obviously annoyed with me.
Now here is your delicious appetizer. Bon appetit!
Miss Bribery plopped a plate of rubbery burnt toast in my lap.
That was not an appetizer. If I just peeled off the crust, it would have made a perfect hockey puck.
Would you like to hear today's specials? Z-Chef, that's me, has prepared a PB&J sandwich made with the world's finest, chunkiest peanut butter imported from a faraway place called,
the grocery store.
I also added crushed peanut shells for extra crunchiness. I gagged. No thanks. Is anything on your menu actually edible?
I highly recommend Miss Bribery's famous cupcakes. They're delicious, darling, but it will be at least an hour before I can make one for you. My oven can only cook small batches at a time with its itty-bitty light bulb. And right now, I've got a very special delicacy baking.
What is it? I asked. Is that what I smell?
Just eat your burnt toast. Appetizer, darling. Then you must leave because I have VIP guests arriving very soon. Now please excuse me while I finish my pastries.
I watched in amazement as Miss Bribery ran from one counter to the other, rolling out dough, cutting pastries, putting them into her oven, and piping frosting. She actually looked like a real, fancy French pastry chef. The incredible thing was that she did it all with her new Princess Sugar Plum Little Chef oven that I'd convinced Mom to buy for her. Of course, now that Miss Bribery, thinks she's a pint-sized chef and foodie, it's probably going to create a whole new set of problems. I'm all for new age parenting and encouraging kids to follow their dreams, but let's keep it real. I never, for 1 minute, thought she'd actually be able to cook anything using 2 AA batteries and a 100-watt light bulb. Her lazy assistant Hans, was sitting at a table flirting with Sparkle the Poodle.
Get off your lazy buns, Hans. Table one needs water, and table two is still waiting for the appetizer. Must Miss Bri-Bri do everything herself? She scolded her teddy bear assistant.
But Hans just stared back at her blankly, like he had cotton for brains.
I swear, sometimes talking to you is like talking to a stuffed animal, she ranted.
Brianna, what are you baking? I hate to admit it, but it smells wonderful, I gushed. I walked over to her oven to take a peek inside. As I reached for the oven door, she picked up a wooden mixing spoon and swatted my hand away.
Smack!
Ow! That hurt, I whined, rubbing my hand.
No peeking, darling.
Still, I just couldn't get over the fact that whatever she was baking smelled so good. It made my mouth water. And since I hadn't had breakfast yet, and the hockey puck appetizer was inedible, I was practically starving. Soon the timer on her oven went off with a loud ding. Now covered from head to toe in flour and frosting, Miss Bri-Bri put on a pair of pink oven mitts and pulled out a tray of the cutest little cookies. They were shaped just like the bow on her hat. Then she placed them on the kitchen countertop to cool.
Feast your eyes, darling. These cookies are my very own secret recipe and made with only the finest ingredients in the world, she grinned.
Can I try one, please? I begged.
No, sorry, darling. The cookies are not for you. They are for my special VIP guests. But today is your lucky day, yes? Miss Bri-Bri will allow you to be her taste tester. Yes, I shouted. And I did a little boogie like I had just scored a touchdown or something.
She handed me a golden brown sugar cookie with shiny hot pink frosting on it. I couldn't wait to take a bite.
Oops,
my cell phone is ringing. It's probably my BFFs calling to discuss how we're going to notify everyone that my party has been canceled.
Gotta go. More later.